Hi, my name is Ophélie, and you're listening to the Mama Activist Podcast, a podcast where we explore topics ranging from social justice, culture, politics, and news through deep conversation with myself, activists, humanitarians, and everyday people trying to make a difference. It's a space where we are willing to learn, grow, and be challenged collectively while highlighting activists doing amazing things in the world. From hearing new perspectives to learning new things, we are pushing for a better world, fighting for our liberation and reclaiming our power. So tune in and be a part of the movement. Hey guys, it's your host, Ophélie, the Mama Activist. Thank you for tuning in to that episode. Thank you for... You've been following my journey. Thank you for following our journey. Thank you for being part of the movement. Wherever you are right now, I hope that you're okay. Today I'm recording this episode from London. I'm staying at my sister, Mama Ayata, and we had a beautiful weekend. We spent a lot of time in nature, and we went to two different events. The first one was called, it was an event made by a solar sister. Her name is Sandra Salazar, and she's a community horticulturist in North London. And then the second event we went to, it's more like a day out, a family day out, is a pick your own food in Enfield, which was also really nice because we got to enjoy lots of berries, lots of like fresh berries. And it was sunny and we were out with the kids, so it felt very, very nice. And obviously spending time in nature is always the best. So, you know, I encourage everybody to try to spend more time in nature because we need it, you know. It's grounding, it's like you feel lighter when you spend time in nature. And one of my favorite things to do when I spend time in nature as well is to put my feet on the earth directly with no shoes. It's called earthing, and it always feels so good. So earthing is a very, very organic practice. You can practice earthing by standing barefoot or laying in the grass. Anything that allows your body really to connect directly with the ground. And you know, over time, as humans, we have developed less and less interaction with the outdoors. Our ancestors used to be more in nature. They used to walk barefoot. They used to sleep on the ground, wearing only thin layer, or, you know, most of the time it was made of like animal hide, animal skin. Though, you know, I mean, sorry for the vegan out there, and you know, I understand because I don't eat meat neither, but it was a way to be more grounded than the way that we are doing things now. So yeah, I think it's very beneficial. It's it connects you to the earth natural healing energy. And there is a lot of benefits to it. Like for those of you guys that likes to have scientific facts, it reduces inflammation, pain, stress. It improves blood flow, sleep, and vitality. It's a very simple and yet profound lifestyle addition that you can have in your life. It requires no effort or dieting. You can just literally go somewhere green, put your naked feet on there and just stand there for a minute and then breathe and be present in that moment. So yeah, really encourage everybody to do more earthing, especially in the way that everything is, and the current energies that a lot of people are feeling. And a lot of us also are struggling with mental health issues because of how the world works nowadays, you know. So yeah, go out there, bring yourself in nature. Put your feet in the grass, ground yourself, earth yourself. And so talking about earth, about being grounded, about, you know, having that like safe space in nature, feeling held by nature, feeling grounded, well, our event, the event that we went to on Saturday, by Sandra as a solid sister, was all about that, really. It was an afternoon of connecting with the earth. It was an afternoon of learning about earth, learning about different plants, growing different vegetables, different fruits, and being in nature. So who is Sandra? I really want to bring her in the podcast. I'm hoping that I can make an episode with her where I can do a cool interview and she can tell us more about her work, because the way that she was talking about what she does and her organization on Saturday was inspiring. So Sandra Salazar Deka, and I'm sorry if I'm not pronouncing your name right, but I will learn this. But yeah, she's known as the Soil Sister or Miss Dandelion. That's how school children call her. She's based in North London. She's an horticulturalist and a farmer with a focus on community. She works with community groups, collectives. I think she works with some schools and some market gardens. And yeah, she's really all about doing that work for the community. Sandra is also the founder of an organization called Go Grow With Love, where she runs a program called Women Living With The Land. And the event we went to was part of that program. And the program is all about teaching women of African and Caribbean heritage how to cultivate the land, how to grow food, and then how to, you know, produce and kind of like enterprise what they've grown. And she calls everybody involved a soil sister. So already you have, you know, that community, because it's really, I feel like that's what it felt like when I was there on Saturday. But it felt like, yeah, she was really trying to, you know, bring unity towards a sister in nature, where you can get that grounding effect, and while using nature to ground yourself, also using the support of your sister and having more, you know, because I often talk about that African philosophy, Ubuntu, that is all about our unity. I am because we are. And one of the principle of it is to have regards for self, regards for the community, and regards for the environment. And through that, it felt like I was having regard for myself, regard for the environment, obviously because we were in nature, learning how to grow food, cultivating the land while being in a community with our sisters. So it really felt beautiful. Afra was also there. We also brought Mamayata, my friend's children. The energy there was very nice, you know. There is something that nature does, especially when you're in a space that is like far from the main road. But, you know, the noise quiet downs. You feel like you can slow down. You feel it in your body, you know, you're breathing more slowly, being more present, you notice things around you. And so that's what it felt like, you know, already we were in nature, and then she brought us to our allotment. And we came very late, actually, but we still enjoyed a couple of hours with them. So because we were late, straight away she started telling us about certain fruits, how to grow certain fruits and veg. She's growing kalalo, pumpkins, cucumber. So she was showing us the different leaves and how they look like. And she actually got us to pick some leaves. I picked beetroot leaves, and different other leaves, different flowers, edible flowers. And, you know, she allowed us to try some on the way. And at the end of it, so after exploring the couple of allotments that she had in that space, and making us pick all those leaves on the way, we actually got to make a salad all together with those leaves, and then eat the salad together. And obviously, you know, cooking together with people is very special. And I also think that sharing a meal with people is is very special. It felt very intimate, being in nature, having the children around, sharing food. The food was very nourishing. It was very delicious. And it was beautiful. And one of the peak moments of that afternoon there was when Sandra started sharing the reason that led her to do that work. And I remember her telling us that it all started with a dream. Like, she had a vision and she also needed that for herself, that support, that grounding from the earth, that connection to nature, especially, you know, being in urban areas, we our access to nature is very limited. And you do have to make an effort to have those spaces that will allow to reconnect to Mama Nature. And I think that she was called out to have that reconnection and to facilitate reconnection with nature for other women and other people. And so, yeah, she was telling us about a thing that she had to go through in her life that led her to that of a statement and to wanted to take action towards that. And yeah, I think I read a couple of articles about her, and there was an article where she was explaining that she used to work in retail. She was a city girl. She had a dream, and the dream that her in the woods, she was a whole woman. She was surrounded by nature and she felt at peace, and everybody would come to her for advice and guidance. And she was warm and welcoming to people, and she was happy to share her knowledge. And that's what she felt like. That's what the afternoon with her felt like. It felt very warm. Not only we were learning about different herbs, about different fruits, about how to ground things, how to grow things, how to do compost. I want to get more into compost. I want to get more into, I would say, facing the environment in an Ubuntu way. And yeah. But yeah, just to have that. Ideally, I'd like to grow my own food and be self-sufficient. So, you know, all the knowledge that I can get to get to that point is welcome, and is a process as well. And I guess right now, being at the beginning of my journey, being in those spaces is still helpful because it's affirming and it's inspiring me, and it's allowing me to gather all the knowledge that I need to then grow my own foods, open my own community center, do my own project for the community. And obviously that's all I'm about, so I'm already trying to do things, but there is always opportunity for growth, and there's always opportunities to do better, and that's what I'm trying to do. And so yeah, it was beautiful. You know, she Sandra moved to Tottenham from West London, and I think she her connection to the land happened when she was a new mom. And yeah, I really hope that I can bring her in the podcast, record an episode with her, because she can tell us much more about that. So yeah, it was very, very, very beautiful. It was a beautiful afternoon. And I really want to go to more of her events. So Sandra organization, Go Grow With Love, is a non-profit social enterprise led by women. And yes, it all began from a journey of a mom who wanted to be a role model to her son. And that's her. Their mission is to contribute to humanity in a positive way by promoting ancient ecological knowledge to support sustainable food systems for generations to come. Their ethos are traditional African philosophy, is a foundation and ethos of Go Grow With Love. So yes, there is also Ito is Akan tribe, return, go see. We must continue to go forward as we remember and honor our ancestor and our ancestral past, and plant a seed for the generations after us. And then Ubuntu, which is also one of my Itos, I am because we are Ngimbantu tribe, humanity. So it's sister. Miss Dandelion Sandra, she's all about growing food, teaching children and families to see. She doesn't only have that program that she made for especially black women, but she also has different programs where she works with children and she works with family. And she shares the magic of food growing using natural, traditional and generative practice that gives back to our land and environments. So I really like that aspect of like, you know, bringing people together, bringing the family, the community together, and creating those spaces for the whole community, you know. And so, yeah, it was a beautiful afternoon. I really want to get to know more. And, you know, I think that the knowledge that she's teaching is very important because it's to do with like herbal medicine and with like our connection to the soil. And I think that's very, very essential for us, especially in today's time. And, you know, one of my dreams is to be self-sufficient. So that's the kind of knowledge that I am after. So I have mentioned being self-sufficient a lot, and being self-sufficient when it comes to growing food is to be able to do or produce everything that you need without the help of other people. So, you know, able to take care of yourself, your family, deal with your problem, with your life, without relying on other people. So when it comes to food, it's being able to produce all of your food without the help of that system, you know, without having to go to like shops, without relying on shops. That doesn't necessarily mean that you will never go to the shop, that most of the food that you produce and that you consume comes from your own production. So you can call it self-sufficiency, self-sustainability, but is really to do with like self-sustaining yourself and creating something for yourself, but not only, also for the generation that have to come after you. You know, I'm doing this for me, but also for my daughter. It was beautiful to spend that afternoon in nature with Sandra and with those other women, you know, especially having that food. Like when I left, I felt nourished, I felt soul nourished, I felt physically nourished. I felt it was also very affirming because, you know, there is something that being in like surrounded by a woman that you can relate to, well-being nature does to you. And, you know, I talk a lot about community, about the importance of community. And so anything that feels like community building is nice. It feels not only affirming, but also elevating. And I think for a lot of us black women, you know, our experience in the West can be very hard, and they are hard as it is. They can be very, very challenging. Sorry, that's what I meant to say. And they're already hard as it is. And so having those spaces is so healing, because let's be honest, most of the time it's always white people who have that, who have those spaces, who have those events in nature that is majoritarily for white people. You know, I've been to a couple of events in Brighton, for instance, in nature. And unfortunately, yeah, in most of the spaces, it's like the majority of people there are not people of color. And so to have those events that are made especially for women of color, women of African or Caribbean descent, it feels special because, you know, as black women, we have it hard, you know. And I know that in our society, because of patriarchy and the way that thing works, a lot of us women are oppressed. But us black women, it's even harder. And this is also something that I try to highlight in my work more often. I mean a lot. The challenges that come for black women. And that's exactly what misogynoir is, by the way. Misogynoir was a term that came up, that was p- pinpoint, I think that the way you say it, by Moya Bailey. Moya Bailey is the author of the book called Misogynoir Transform, Black Women's Digital Resistance. And yeah, in 2008, she came with the term misogynoir after noticing the anti-black racist misogyny that black women continuously experience. So misogynoir is basically where sexism and racism meet, and it describes the unique discrimination that black women face and the way that black women are being oppressed. Because the way that black women are being oppressed and the experience that they, and that experience particularly in the West visual and digital culture, you know, it's unique in the way that it's not only the racism that black women encounter, nor it is just the misogyny that black women negotiate with. It is the synergistic force of these two oppressions into something that is so harmful for us black women. Misogyny is the hatred of or aversion to or prejudice against women. And the term is a combination, the term misogynoir is a combination of the French word noir, meaning black, and the word misogyny. It provides a radicalized distinction that mainstream feminism isn't catching for us black women. And you know, mainstream feminism has often failed to recognize and include the experiences of black women. And I feel like, you know, a good example is the way that Serena Williams is often treated in the media, and the way that, you know, she's often attacked, she's often made fun of, and the way that she's being portrayed sometimes is very racist, and people are disregarding the fact that Serena Williams is a queen. And sometimes it's even very uncomfortable to watch how much she's being attacked, because you know that a lot of the time it's coming from like those white angry people who just know they could never achieve what she has been achieving for a long time. So going back to the Soul Sister and the spaces that she's opening for black women is very necessary in today's crazy world and the way that our society is working. And you know, it makes you feel supported, it makes you feel part of the collective, part of the whole, it makes you feel united for other women. And I think that a lot of us for a lot of us, that's what we need. I feel like there is a huge disconnection between all of us, amongst all of us, because of the way that we're all having to survive and we're all stressing on all those things. And you know, the way that the world works almost, especially with like social media and everything really. I feel like often a lot of us, what we are really lacking is that unity for with others, and then we seek those things in the wrong places. And that's what it feels like with social media. It also feels like a lot of people are turning to social media when they want to feel that unity to the community or to the people around them, because they feel like, oh, through social media they are going to know what people are up to, blah blah blah, and they're going to be able to also do that, be part of that. But really, are you wanting to share with other people what you're going through, or like things like highlights of your life, or are you just trying to feel united and connected to others? And so having spaces that take place like this, that are allowing us to connect, to be seen, to be heard, while also feeling safe, you know, because unfortunately also for a lot of us black women, sometimes it might happen that we don't feel safe in a space with other women, like other white women. It might make us feel safer, especially when it comes to healing, to be surrounded by women with whom we can relate to, can identify with, and who share, who understand our experiences navigating the world as a black woman. And so, yeah, I say thank you to places like this, thank you to spaces like this, and thank you to people, to the women out there who are doing that work for the community, opening those spaces for us black women, because, yeah, we need it. So thank you, Sandra. And yeah, I'm really hoping that I get to interview her, because it will be amazing to bring her to be part of this, to because it's all together, you know, it's all about bringing people together. So yeah, lots of love and wishing you a beautiful morning, beautiful afternoon, beautiful night. Just wishing you lots of beauty, really. Bye.